First, let's do speed jokes.
They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending the jokes in. Marino in Schaumburg, Dean Hacker, Mike in the Twin Towns of Minnesota. Pete Hansen is a proud mug owner in Milwaukee. Southside Limey in Oak Forest sent us a joke. Muggsy John, Skydiver Sally, Brazil, Indiana, thank you. Tim from Berwyn. Marlene Neurauter from Lombard. Jean, the dancing machine, sent us one from Pretzel City. Is that Rockford? What's the Pretzel City? Aren't the Rockford football or high school team the Pretzels? Oh, come on, somebody. Who's the Pretzels? Amy Dobelair sent us a joke from the Quad Cities. Alex did in Willowbrook. Kent Heisner in Piatone. He's the township clerk. He says, this may be my best speed joke ever. Where are the pretzels from? Newport. Mm-hmm. Freeport. Yeah. Freeport. Okay. I was in the neighborhood. Dave, I bought my wife a matching belt and bag for her birthday. She's going to be so happy when she sees the new vacuum cleaner I got her. This morning, I coughed up a pawn, a bishop, a rook. I think I have a chest infection.
Sounds like you had a rough night.
So my friend asked how much I usually spend on a bottle of wine. I told him about 20 minutes. Hey, when I'm an old man someday, I'm going to leave snacks in little bags on the floor all over the house in case I fall down. Dave, I see there's an app for your phone that will in fact show you how you look when you get old.
What's it called?
Camera.
John, in my day, underwear covered a person's nethers properly, all the way around, up and down. None of this G-string nonsense. That's what I wear.
Okay, bloomers. Yesterday, Dave, I told you some bird jokes, and you had no egrets about it.
That's eagle for you to say.
I thought those jokes were osprey funny.
I think you need to check your heron.
I'll do that after today's show.
Okay, but these jokes are hard to swallow.
Vulture problem, Dave. You got a thing against birds?
Finch, you started these, yes.
A son wanted to show his estranged parents that he had straightened his life out, so he offered to fly them in for a visit. He asked his dad if they were going to check their bags, and his dad said no, they would
carry on my wayward son.